Unsafe and unprofessional. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Pentagon's description of the Russian intercept of an unmanned U.S. surveillance drone over the Black Sea yesterday.
A U.S. Reaper drone went down about 75 miles southwest of Russian-occupied Crimea near Ukraine after a Russian fighter jet collided with the drone's propeller. The incident raising concerns about potentially sensitive U.S. military technology falling into Russian hands. There are no U.S. warships in the area.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The State Department, in response, summoning the Russian ambassador to a meeting. Florida's Republican Congressman Michael Waltz says that looks like weakness.
We can have the most powerful, capable military in the world, but if our adversaries don't believe we have the political will to use it, then they're going to take advantage of us, and right now they're on the march.
Fox News has confirmed the Justice Department is now in the early stages of probing the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. Some in Congress accuse federal banking regulators of not watching closely enough.
We need to go back and ask all of these financial regulators, are you focused on the regulations that can prevent these things like Silicon Valley occurring in the future? And I believe we're going to find some shortcomings in supervision.
That's North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis. Massachusetts Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren demanding the bank's former CEO explain his stock sales. President Biden yesterday meeting with relatives of some of the victims of January's mass shooting in Monterey Park, California.
I'm here on behalf of the American people to mourn with you, to pray with you, to let you know you are loved and not alone.
He also called again for Congress to ban
every case is different.
Certain types of weapons and signed an executive order directing the Attorney General to work toward universal background checks for gun purchases. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A federal court hearing is scheduled in Texas today on a lawsuit seeking to block access to the so-called abortion pill.
U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek will hear arguments over the drug mifepristone. For two decades, the Food and Drug Administration has given its approval to the drug, which is used for medically induced abortions. The group challenging the drug's availability was also active in the push to overturn Roe v. Wade. Judge Kaczmarek has been criticized for what some say have been efforts to not publicize the hearing. The judge said it has led to death threats against the court. He did not say who was behind them. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
In what's believed to be a first-of-its-kind case, a Texas man is suing three women whom he says illegally helped his wife abort her pregnancy last summer, 2 months after she'd filed for divorce. Marcus Silva claims the women helped his then-wife secretly obtain abortion-inducing medication, which may have violated the Texas heartbeat law, which outlaws abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, usually at about 6 weeks gestation. Facebook parent company Meta slashing 10,000 more jobs over global economic uncertainty. Company cut 11,000 employees in November. In Rhode Island, prison time for a woman convicted of stealing money with stolen valor.
A 32-year-old woman was sentenced Tuesday to nearly 6 years in a federal prison for fraud, identity theft, forgery, and other charges. Prosecutors say Sarah Cavanaugh, a former social worker at a Rhode Island veterans hospital, used stolen patient information to claim she was a decorated Marine Corps veteran with cancer. Kavanaugh wore a Marine uniform and bought a Purple Heart and Bronze Star, which she wore at public events. She was found guilty of collecting nearly $300,000 in benefits, donations, and charitable contributions. Her scheme was uncovered when a charity became suspicious and checked her background.
Fox's Rich Dennison, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.